Oh my God.
Guys, they just traded Bedard to Montreal.
Welcome for
the next 15 first round picks.
I'm kidding. Yeah, right. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, never.
Never gonna happen. Welcome to the Curfew Boys live on YouTube. It's NHL entry draft special edition. Live special edition. I'm gonna puke. I'm nervous. I'm scared.
Joey, how do you feel?
Joey's here.
Oh, we got put his hand in Bellone. It's heating me up inside. All I wait for is this. Out of 82 games, a full season, everything. This is all I wait for.
That's not a lie.
Hold on. We have some comments. What's up, Billy? What's up, Dawes Garage? And what's up, Elias?
What's up?
Welcome to the live.
If you're here, it's because you're here to watch the draft with us. We won't be posting the draft,
what's up, Matt?
But just watch our reactions, because I'm telling you, you will not find any better reactions than the five of us, the six of us, if Adri joins us. You know what? If you have YouTube on one computer, TV, laptop, whatever, have the draft next to you. Join the party, join the fun, join the chaos, join the madness, join the sadness. Hopefully not. And oh my God. All love, boys. Thank you, Dawes.
Predictions, quick predictions. Is there going to be a trade at like pick number two or something?
Sorry, Sam,
before you get into this, is the draft now or at eight? Do we find out?
It looks like it's now. The Montreal Canadiens, as far as we all know, the Montreal Canadiens got at least, they're reporting, five offers. Okay, and the latest one, I think Joey sent it to us. I think Nashville is offering their goalie, Askarov.
And two firsts.
And two first-round picks. Oh, my God.
They won't do it. 15th overall, I would not see Montreal doing it, or else, again, I'll be pissed. So,
I don't drop that low. But I don't see – I don't see it. I don't see them dropping. I don't – this is – do you understand? This is Kent Hughes' second draft in his career as a GM of the Montreal Canadiens. Is he – he's not succumbing to the pressure. He didn't succumb to the pressures of signing and trading for Pierre-Luc Dubois.
How many times do we have to hear him say he's not deviating from the plan? And what's the plan? He's not fake. The plan is he's going to build long-term, which means we're going to get young players. We're not going to get a fucking superstar for the next 3 years. All right? That's a fact. It's going to be young players. He's going to go to the draft. He's not going to trade up in a historic draft year. It doesn't make zero sense. He's not going to trade. He's going to draft Ryan Leonard.
Okay, just hold on. For the sake of... having fun, what are you guys seeing on your screens right now as we speak?
Elliot Friedman talking.
I see Elliot Friedman with that hair of his.
I have a little commercial.
I see Jeff Merrick.
You're on ESPN. That's why. No, I just see Elliot Friedman. Jeff Merrick was there, and now he's not there.
I'm seeing Carlton Banks.
I am on Sportsnet Ontario. Now I see Jeff Merrick.
Jeff Merrick just called.
Okay, so I'm ahead. Nice. I'm ahead.
Joey, you shut your mouth, Joey.
Joey, what do you see right now?
Jeff Merrick is talking.
Us too.
Yeah, us too. Yeah, but Jeff Merrick.
Yes, but I think I'm ahead.
I'll show you ahead.
Oh my God. Okay, so.
But again,
we all. Yeah,
look, it's 7:05. Yeah, I guess the first pick, it always takes 10, 15 minutes, right?
It's 5 minutes per team.
Yeah, they're all sitting down. I highly doubt it's going to be. It's going to start now, guys.
It's definitely starting. It's 5 minutes per team, right?
Hey, Matt Reddy, thank you for the nice comment, by the way. Just thought I'd give a shout out.
Oh, nice.
Said he wore his favorite with Tony.
Yeah, it's because we're all Italian. That's why.
Yeah, but question. Like us or thanks, Tony Matt. Moore? I'm just joking. You don't have to answer that. Liz,
Ant, please. We don't want to lose any. Listen, your name is Will Smith, by the way. What are you trying to tell us?
That we're choosing Will Smith. I'm telling you right now. I feel it in my bones. And to everybody watching us live, if we choose Will Smith,
no, I don't know the surprise. Come on. Okay, it's okay. It's all right. That's okay.
I think that dream has sailed. I really believe Columbus really do like him. I think it's over for Smith.
Thanks, Rafiq. Best Habs podcast without a doubt. Love you, bro.
I'm on the edge of my seat as well. We don't need a centerman anymore, though. Yeah, can you have too many centermen? Like, can you have too many defensemen?
Okay, guys, it's happening.
Matt, my comment or my rebuttal to that is I don't think they should draft based on position. Likely these guys only come in a few years, so you never know how the team will look in a few years. You might not have a couple of centers that you have today. Monahan, Borak, guys like that. They might not even be here when let's say it's Smith, Carlson, any of the centers that are in the draft will be in the NHL. Yeah. So you just take best available. That's why Hughes shouldn't trade down. If Hughes trades down, he's going to be Mark Bergevin 2.0. I don't care.
Come on. No.
What happens if he trades Gallagher in the fifth for the fourth? Huh? Do you accept that?
I'll tell you why.
He can't I said trade down, Joey, not up.
I'll tell you why he's never going to be a Bergevin. Wait, Chris. Bergevin was never able to get through trade a top centerman. What was Kirby Doc? His first fucking trade. You can't say he's the same. Right. Dude. Right there, he's not a Bergevin. So whatever happens,
you're absolutely right. What would just piss me off is the Montreal Canadian culture. And you can see this all over social media. Every fan feels the same thing about it. Why do we have to complicate things and just go what I still feel is the safer route? Why don't we ever gamble, I guess you can say? I don't know like why it's so complicated. Mm. Every hockey Habs fan, whether it's Twitter, comments and hearing, like, why don't we just pick the best player available without trading down? What's the purpose?
Okay,
hear this out of San Jose.
I see Columbus. Gary Bettman now.
Gary Bettman's about to talk.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's this?
Okay, I think we have a bit of time. Daz Garage just asked us a question about New Hook, so we have time to talk about New Hook, guys. What do you guys think?
You know what? I really want to get to the New Hook talk after. What do you want? Okay, no, let's screw it. Let's tackle it right now as the famous NHL commissioner takes the stage. Real quick, whoever Timbit 38 is, he's in Capri right now. It's 1 a.m. in Capri. Joey, we had a freaking blast when we had our trip in Capri.
We had a blast in Capri. Yeah, that's great.
Beautiful, beautiful island. It's too bad Italy doesn't have any sandy beaches, so it's full of rocks and pebbles. But anyways, look, the Alex Newhook trade. It's a guy that Kent Hughes knows because he was his client at one point in time. So for him to make that deal, it's because he knows something. He knows something about Alex Newhook big time. Since the start of his career, he knows the type of player he is. I think he knows the potential that he has. Fast skater. He's a very, very fast skater. You know what? A part of me still thinks I don't know if he should have given up that 37th overall pick. The 31st, okay, because look, Alex Newhook, 16th overall pick. So you're giving up the 31st. That's not so bad.
I've been saying this all along, and I have a feeling there's something gonna happen in this fifth overall. What did we say many times in this podcast where Hughes is picking wants to get established players already, right? Like you just asked, why get rid of a 31? This 31 may not see light and day in the NHL.
Listen, there's nothing guaranteed. Nothing's guaranteed in life except death and taxes, as we all know, right? Mm-hmm. But Hughes is doing both. He's doing both, trading for a very young, established, needs a fresh start somewhere else type of trade. But he still wants to build this team to the draft. And what are the elements that even Jeff? Let's go all the way back to when Jeff Gordon got hired. The very first press conference Jeff Gordon held, what did he say? We want to build a team on speed. I think that's to the best of my memory. I know my memory's fucked because of all the concussions I got. He said he wants to build a team on speed, and Alex Newhook is one of those. This is pretty much identical to. This is a mixture. This is exactly what this trade is. It's a mixture of acquiring Kirby Doc and getting Mike Matheson. You're getting a young centerman, but versatile, who could play in the wing, and you're getting a player that you know because he was your client once, which is pretty much Mike Matheson, what he was to Kent Hughes.
Yeah, and it's still a player with a lot of potential, right? This is Kirby Doc 2.0. That's what it seems like. I know in Colorado he didn't really like showed his best quality, but he was looked very good coming out of his draft year.
Show his best quality. He was playing 10 minutes a game.
Exactly. I was going to get to that. He's playing bottom six in Colorado, and you won't really thrive there. And we're going to need guys.
Yeah, but bottom six, and he hit 30 points in his first season.
Oh, yeah, that's his upside, so right?
Imagine, right?
Not bad. Exactly. Yeah. Imagine on, yeah. It's a Kirby Doc, too.
And obviously, you guys know I'm a fan. Right. And obviously, you guys know I'm a fan of numbers. The chances guys that are drafted 31st, 37th, you think, oh, first rounder, high second rounder, they're NHL guys. A lot of them. I definitely am confident to say over 50, 60% don't make it into the NHL, yeah. Where Newhook is an NHL player. It's okay. It could be the one time you find that diamond in the rough, you could get unlucky, but your chances are that that player they draft at 31st and 37th might not be able to contribute for your team. So
plus apparently he's really good in the dressing room as well too. He has a lot of leadership qualities.
Yeah,
but fits profilely speaking. He fits that's a Kent Hughes of the Habs. Kent Hughes Gordon.
That's a Kent Hughes thing right there. Character players. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, look, I was about to bring this up, but Matt beat me to it. We got Lane Hutz in the second round, and you know, so far Owen Beck. We like him so far as besides the two. Hey, whoever has the TV on, just lower it a little bit, please, in the background.
Is that me?
Just a little bit. I don't know who it is. I'm asking one of you. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You still never know who you might draft.
Still hear it?
Yeah, I still hear it. There you go.
Yeah, it's you, Joey. It's
Joey.
Yes. So, Joey. Anyways, I mean, the 31st pick, yeah, that's fine. I wanted Bradley Nadeau. But I really wanted Bradley Nadeau.
It's happening. Chicago's
now,
on the clock.
Yeah.
Let's go, boys.
Gary Bettman just announced Chicago.
Imagine Montreal's got a pick within 30 minutes,
Who wants to bet $100? Let's bet $100 Chicago won't pick Connor Bedard.
Imagine if they don't choose Bedard. How fucked up. Sorry. How crazy would that be?
It would be fucked up.
Then Kent has a trade for number two. God damn it. Trent's got a trade for number two then, if that's the case.
you know what, though? I'm going to say this as PG-13 rated as much as possible. Yeah. But Connor Bedard's parents couldn't
make love.
Like they couldn't make love like a year earlier. Like, really? They couldn't? No, they had to.
And we had to get the first overall 18
years
before.
Ago, it had to happen. It couldn't happen.
Or, you know what? Better yet, let's talk as if we're all Joey. Instead of in a good way. Instead of that analysis of having sex a year earlier, why did Martin St. Louis made us win all those games when Joey wanted them to lose? Ah, Joey?
It's all Samuel Montembeau's fault. Let's trade him for Askarov. It's all his fault.
A win, Montreal, 2-3 wins Montreal got in January. No one's going to remember, but somebody will remember Bedard playing with the Chicago Blackhawks. So I'm just saying.
That's a Debbie Downer.
Hold on. Elias, are you ahead of us? He wrote Bedard, you're a Chicago Hawk. Did it happen?
No, he's just 1,000% right on his prediction.
It's
going
to happen. No, I'm watching on a stream. I'm watching live on TV, so you... the pick is in. Oh my God, suspense.
Joe, you're ahead, so shut up.
But seriously, though, the second pick is the surprise. Yeah, I've heard things about Carlson. I've heard things about Michkov, obviously, and as well as Fantilli.
Anaheim. Dude, Anaheim is probably going to seal the fate.
Guys,
the
pick is in. Let's see. Who are they announcing?
The pick is in, man. Me.
Come on, not Bedard. Please, not Bedard.
Reinbacher. Can you imagine that? Yeah, Bedard's already smiling. He's like, deep breath, Connor.
And the Chicago's pick.
Okay, we don't care. Stop congratulating Vegas. Everyone's already done it. Let's get to the pick. I have 25, 30 minutes for my reaction because that's what everyone wanted to see. So we need to get to Montreal.
Sorry, Joel. You're going to have to cancel your other plans.
I cannot. It is a personal matter, or else I would be here the whole way. But I think we'll get to Montreal. They have 3 minutes per pick. I mean,
yeah.
5 minutes.
No, well, I saw three on the clock. Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow, what a shock.
Just shut up. Here we go.
Yeah, Connor, but
oh, yeah, you're way behind. Sorry, guys. I'm reacting at the fifth pick. I'm not going to hold it in. I'm sorry.
Don't hold it in.
Watch it on regular television.
Yeah, there you go. Way to go,
old school.
Way to go, kid.
Good for him. Good for him. Exactly that.
Way to go, Chicago. Way to go.
Freaking Chicago. Hey, so in our last episode, some fucking baby Chicago fan was there saying, like, you guys are just salty. Like, I don't know his voice. That's the voice I'm using. You guys are just salty. I just love it. You know, stop saying idiotic shit. Hey, douchebag. I was a Chicago fan from 2010 onward. They were my second favorite team during that decade while they were winning cups. So I hope you hear this again, douchebag. You know, they did their time. I want it. Listen, I'm not being salty, douchebag. I want Montreal. You know, it's our time. Chicago, you won your three cups. Congratulations.
Yeah, you know what? Chicago.
Love Patrick Kane. Love Jonathan Toews, Duncan Keith.
You're going to see Chicago in the finals in the next 2-3 years.
I don't know. But hey, they acquired Taylor Hall.
Taylor Hall and Bedard together.
But Taylor Hall is not the same player. But I mean, it's another first overall pick Taylor Hall is playing with. First was Jack Hughes. It's now Connor Bedard. But they got Nick Foligno for sure to protect this kid.
Oh, he's just that he was a good leader. Nick Foligno was a very good leader, character guy, and he's like you said, he's a stand-up guy at the same time.
He definitely needs to be protected, especially being a smaller centerman.
Hey, boys, do we go to the Habs home opener against Chicago?
I'm in.
What, and fucking and in boo October. The crap out of it?
And what?
And boo the crap out of Bedard?
Why would you? Well, boom, if you want, he's still going to score three goals.
Yeah, okay. Watch him go to the HL.
I play for the Hawks.
But you know what? It's the first time I see this, but the pick is in, but they already have the name and number on the jersey.
They do that regularly.
Usually they put the draft year, right?
Usually they put the draft year. Now they put his number and his name.
They do that for a bunch of the prospects that they feel they might select.
It's a guarantee, yeah.
Well, nothing guaranteed.
Yeah. When the lottery ball came out for Chicago, I think the jersey was already being made. As soon as they saw it, I think the jersey was already made.
So here's an interesting fact. A colleague of mine knows someone that worked at Tricolore Spa, and apparently they ordered a bunch of W's. And when that rumor went out, everyone thought the Canadiens were picking Shane Wright, but that didn't turn out that way.
It was for Weidman.
You know what? You're probably right. It wouldn't surprise me.
You know what, though? Honestly, I'm pretty sure most of these decisions, like, okay, apart from this one here, most of these things are like last minute. They fucking deliberate right before, even if it may have been right a week before last year's draft, let's say, right?
It could be.
Something happens, a conversation happens, this and that happens.
Dude, they called Slavkovsky for a last minute interview.
Two hours
before the draft.
That's it.
I still personally think they were torn between the two, and I think half of the management wanted Wright, and I think the other half wanted Slavkovsky.
Right. So
I truly, truly, truly believe that. I think
you think that's the case really right now.
I think it's a lot easier for them this year because I think they would love to have either Mitchell Smith or Carlson. Yes, I truly believe that.
If it's that easy, Sam, why is there so much talk about trading now?
I don't get it.
Because Kent Hughes is an amazing poker player. That's why. He knows how to mess with your emotions. Dude, this is what he's doing right now. We're all puppets. He's the puppeteer.
Twitter.
He's the master fucking puppeteer, man. I'm telling you. He's got us all wrapped around his bald finger. I mean, I know I have it. Anyways. Yeah, dude. Dude, trust me. What? I don't know. This is what happens when you go live and you don't have any script.
3 minutes. I guess it's five, but it says three always on the clock because Anaheim has 3 minutes to make their pick.
Okay, Joel, you make sure you can. Joy, please, just don't
I won't say for Montreal. I told you I'm going to react. That's the
That's fine.
Have you, Joey? Have you identified the nearest window to throw your computer out just in case? Or door?
Not yourself. Right. Not yourself. Just the computer.
Look, I want Michkov. I've made it clear. Just like I'm sure 90% of Habs fans, if we do not get a pick for one of the rest of the top five, what angers me is trading down, not getting one of those guys, and for the reason I don't know why. I know I'm not a GM. I get it, but this is – I don't
– No, to me, trading down doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to me. Not in this not in this type of rebuild. I just don't see the logic behind it. There's a lot of people – and that's fine. You want Carter Hart. Okay, cool.
Yes.
You trade down for the seventh Carter Hart, so you draft Leonard. I don't know.
How many times did you hear that the Habs like the style of play of the Tkachuks?
Who doesn't like it?
So
ahead of us.
In mind.
Yo,
I'm just seeing the pick is in. I don't even know what it is.
Who's your goddamn provider?
Yeah, I'm seeing the panel of players right now. John Tavares, Ekblad, McDavid. Okay, now
I'm seeing that too.
Are you guys all on stream?
Yeah. Mine is lagging.
Yeah, that's TV. Why. I'm on regular satellite.
Yeah. I know.
That's why.
Good for you, Joey. Good
simpatico. Okay, let's predict.
My biggest hope for Montreal not trading down is because Carey Price is there, and my theory is he's going to make the selection because he was
Number five. That's right.
That's my theory, and that is
– Oh, they're sticking with five.
And then they choose another goalie.
No, there's no goalie. Imagine. Then there's Pierre Maguire going, this is not a fit. This is not a fit.
He said that, eh? You're right.
Yeah, he did.
What an idiot.
My God.
Predictions. Is it Fantilli?
I'm saying Fantilli, yeah. They need a power forward.
If it's
forward
not Fantilli, it's going to be Will Smith.
No.
If it's not Fantilli, no. we'll know
if
by
it's not Fantilli, it's Michkov.
He's the best European skater.
No. If it's not Fantilli, it's Michkov.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Elias is going
right.
If we pick a goalie, I'm a snap.
It could be Michkov, though.
How crazy if Michkov is number two? How crazy
for Joey's sake?
Yeah,
I hope it happens. No, hold on. For Joey's sake, I hope Michkov gets picked ahead of the Canadians instead of after the Canadians. For my sake, too. Because I might say
two or four.
Getting on the podium, but, Joey.
But hey, if I want to listen to the pick, I will mute my mic.
Mute your mic, Joe. No, listen. If Michkov goes number two, it's not surprising. He was ranked there from the get-go. Right. It's just with all – it's probably because of
the camera. If Michkov chosen, if Michkov is picked number two –
Catch up, bitch. Hold on, boys. Oh, check
come on, Pat, for B. Hurry up.
Joe, the show is yours, Joey.
He even shaved his mustache for this event.
Okay. Okay, hold on.
Oh, my God. His face. Wait.
I'm not looking.
It's Fantilli.
I'm not. Patrick is in.
Okay, I saw the pick. I'm trying not to react.
Fantilli.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh my God! You can't be serious,
Carlson.
They chose Carlson.
Yes,
that means we have Fantilli's the choice.
Going to Columbus.
We have a choice with Fantilli.
Fantilli's going to Columbus. I'm confused now. So Carlson.
Oh my God! Anaheim picked Leo Carlson. Huge.
That is huge.
Oh my God! Columbus is jizzing right now.
We are coming close to the selection, guys. This is.
Oh my God! So we might get Smith or Michkov.
We're getting Smith.
I said it about
his
Carlson
face
before.
Is so good. Will Smith's face is so good.
Oh
nice hair.
My God!
Come on, man!
Wow, I did not see that coming.
No one expected
that. He's picked. Let's go.
Sorry.
Walk and faster.
Yeah, Carlson. Yeah, I know. Holy
conspiracy
fuck,
time,
real.
Guys. It's, maybe all those W's that your friend Adri Kalar saw yesterday was for Will Smith. Will, you know?
No, this was last year's draft.
Yeah, so what?
They have a year in advance, bro.
It's a conspiracy.
They knew about Will Smith last year.
Exactly. There's no Will back in the jersey. It's just Smith.
We know Columbus is going center. But they might not take Fantilli, Sam. Remember,
dude,
last
of course
year,
they're going to take Fantilli. Dude, Columbus, what did Columbus say?
We had a podcast last year about, what's his name? Cooley, who went to Arizona. He yeah. still was taken before Wright. This is a similar situation. This yeah. is bah. They did all their due diligence on Cooley. No, and they didn't do anything on Wright. This was our argument, which I think we both saw eye to eye with this. And because they did so much work yeah. on Cooley, they ended up yeah. still going with him. It might be the same case for Smith.
It could be, it but be. I
no, hold on,
Antti. Don't forget though, Cooley. Yeah, what the fuck, for real?
Everyone buddy, thought Wright was going first, or Wright was going Cooley, before Arizona.
Cooley made it known he wanted to go to Arizona to play with Clayton Keller. Don't forget that.
Okay, though. But you get what I mean. Wright was.
I do get what you mean. But this is not a fit. This is not a fit. No, seriously. Wow.
Yeah.
I would have loved Carlson Montreal. I would have definitely have loved it.
No, listen, no matter, at the end of the day, it's not a bad pick, but my goodness. No, I did not expect this. I thought it was either Fantilli or Michkov.
Okay, so now who's next? Columbus, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Columbus is taking a center, so it's Fantilli or Smith. It's like guaranteed. There's no questions asked.
What if they choose
Michkov? Word of God. What if they choose
There's Michkov? No way. Exactly. They said they were drafting a center. They said it time and time and time and time again.
If yeah, but it's poker, Joey.
No, choose, I don't
they
think
said, we're drafting a center. They literally said we're drafting
a franchise changing centerman. That to me is Fantilli. They I don't think it's that, Smith. Yeah. I think it's Fantilli. Look,
what happened, Chris?
I don't know.
No. I'm freaking out because I'm just saying if and even Rafik, former schoolmate. Honestly, it's awesome to see him on there. But what he's saying, if there's a possibility of getting Fantilli, imagine they draft Smith next, and you have Fantilli or Michkov. Like, I'm gonna have to close.
I don't think he passes San Jose. I personally don't think Fantilli.
But
yeah, I don't think Fantilli slides though.
Like I don't said. Think so.
I'm just
keep
letting
calm.
I said it even on Sunday, boys. The orders are not going to be the same as what people think it was. And right away, boom.
No, there's always one that's started. A mix. There's always one that's wow, changed. Christ.
Dude, oh, my God.
Fantilli's been touted the number two since the fucking last fall.
Dude, Fantilli is going to Columbus, man. Come on. There's no way.
Never
there's
know,
no
Sam. They've been doing everything on Smith.
Well, listen, I'm putting all my Monopoly money
to
on.
To be honest, if Fantilli goes to Columbus, I think San Jose will go Michkov over Smith.
And we're going to get
I think so too, because, dude, guys, San Jose is in the exact same boat as the Montreal Canadiens. They're not building it. They're building. They're in rebuild.
They're
mode.
A little ahead, no?
Bah, not really. After they got rid of Timo Meier, no, not really. The next guy to go is Tomas Hertl. I have to double check
next
if he's
to go
a free agent.
Carlson.
But, dude, like if San Jose picks Michkov, it makes sense according to their timeline as well.
Yeah, that's the biggest worry was Michkov.
That's the big.
But unless someone trades up, Predators have been trying to trade. Remember?
Yeah, but
okay, Columbus is in. I'll mute my mic again I don't get any
reaction. Pick is in.
I'm minutes behind. I'll shut up too because I think I spoiled it for two of you at least.
I didn't hear anything, guys. I don't hear shit.
Well, what happened?
You guys, not one bit. Now
I'm a minute 30 behind.
This is here we go. Oh, okay, guys, prediction.
Columbus.
Antilli.
Michkov.
Yes, good prediction to Columbus. Yes, but
Michkov.
Michkov. You're picking Michkov over
Will Smith. Joey.
Oh my God.
Will Smith.
Here we go.
Joey's face is normal.
Yeah, shake those hands. Come on.
Mute my Chris.
Antilli, because Joey's face is normal. Oh, no, wait. Joey looks
Take like... Take is not made yet.
Oh, Joe. Yeah, Joe, you fucking liar. Joey, you're advanced. You're ahead. Hurry up. Speak.
Oh, there's Trevor Timmons.
Trevor, how's it going, buddy?
What's he doing?
Oh, my God. Trevor Timmons. Here we go.
Okay, mute.
Oh, congratulations, Vegas. Yo, I'm fun cool over this. Congratulations, Vegas.
Anthony, don't spill it, please.
But Joey's ahead of us.
I'm a minute 30 behind. Like,
Yes, your fans in Columbus don't care.
Okay, I saw the pick.
Okay.
Six fans.
That's fantastic. If Joey's like that, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it. You guys don't want me to react, so.
There you go. Here you go. Carmo Kekalainen's coming to the podium right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah.
I was hoping Smith, man.
There we go.
I guess
San Jose takes Mitchkov. San Jose takes Mitchkov. I think the
I'm happy with either Smith. I'm happy with Smith.
You never know, Mitchkov, Joey.
But you never know, Joey.
Joey. I don't think so. What if he
had a terrible interview?
What? Listen,
I'm saying, what if he had a terrible interview?
Look, I want Montreal to be in the situation where they have the chance of Mitchkov or they trade down. I want to know what they would do.
They're going to get Will Smith.
I want them to tell me what it would be.
What do we do? What, if they trade down?
What?
If they were to trade down, you want to know?
No, I'm saying, if Smith is there, I think Montreal goes Smith. But if Mitchkov's there, I wanted to know what Montreal would have done. I wanted to know if they
Joey, you're just waiting for something to be able to complain for the next decade if it goes wrong.
Exactly. Honestly, guys, look, there's two things this season.
He's a big kid, though.
There's two things this season we've been talking a lot about is the stupid Dubois, and that's finally out of the way.
Oh, but wait. But we are going to get to that later, though.
I'm not talking about it.
They're going to trade into the Habs.
Is two things that we've been fucking annoying talking about is the whole Dubois thing and the Mitchkov thing. Now Dubois is out of the way. We don't have to fucking talk about him ever again.
Tonight's the last night.
So, okay, fair. But I just want this whole Mitchkov thing to be gone because Joey's fucking annoying every day.
No, you know what's going to happen? Then we're going to move on to next year's draft.
I'm joking.
Yeah, but it's the same thing next year's draft. So it doesn't matter.
I don't think Columbus is going to pick him. They don't have a high risk appetite.
Columbus just picked Fantilli. What are you talking about?
Not Columbus. I meant San Jose.
Zook, lay off the sauce there, bud. It's messing with your head. Yeah, no, good pick. My question about Adam Fantilli is he ready to go to the NHL right away?
No,
I still
don't think so. No.
I think he's gonna go to the NCAA for one more year. And
I read that. Yeah,
and probably win the Hobie Baker Award and have fans get all sour, pissed off because they all thought Lane Hutson should have won it. Mm-hmm. Which,
why is Fantilli still on the podium?
He's excited.
He has to shake hands with everybody. He's got to, you know, put the cap on.
Okay. So this is crazy. If Smith is picked next,
I don't think he is.
Lower your TV.
It's not me.
No, it's me. I have to hire it to hear when I mute the mic.
But yeah,
No.
I don't think Fantilli's NHL ready just yet.
But it's crazy because if Smith is,
I don't think any picks
next,
are.
Then this whole Mitchkov thing is gonna be.
I think San Jose is gonna pick Mitchkov.
What do you think, Joey? Sorry,
I think it's in here. I think they're gonna pick Mitchkov, San Jose. I'm fine with Smith. I'm just saying I think they're going to pick. It's just I feel it in the heart.
Smith looks like a Hab, man. Like
he's going to
kill it here in Montreal.
He looks like a Kent Hughes scouted player.
Yeah, man. Come on. And Kent Hughes has high standards.
Something about that Boston area. It's
San
funny
Jose's taking
most
time, my friends. San Jose's taking time, by the way.
They're deliberating.
Mike Breer is torn.
Rafiq said San Jose went
really
public
Rafiq
to say they would take
Rafiq
Smith. What? Really?
When?
Who's your source? I want to know him now.
They're taking send time. His minute. All pick is in. Okay.
I have a minute 55 right now. 54.
Okay, hold on.
I'm at 10. I'm in the pick is in. That's already over.
Okay, so then Joey, close your camera.
No, we've got to see his face. No. Joey, don't close your camera. I don't close your camera. I wanted to see your beautiful face all over.
What's
again
the time on the clock? That would be a perfect time for his face to freeze.
Oh my God! Pick is in. Oh Jesus Christ Almighty!
This is
fuck
it.
You want me to react or not?
React.
That's okay.
I'm looking at the TV. I'm looking at the TV.
No, Mike. I can't.
Okay, you want to hear it for yourself. Got it. I'll tell you when.
No. I want. Tell us. Joey, tell us. No?
Tell you what?
Like,
no, don't tell us anything. Don't tell us anything, Joe.
I will. Just react. Just react.
Just react. Yeah, or fuck.
Fucking lose. Yeah.
Lose your shit.
They're getting up.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, I see Fantilli's parents crying.
You're either seeing me happy or depressed, but you don't know for what.
I'm not looking at the screen right now. I'm not looking at the screen. I'm hoping our viewers don't look at Joey just yet. But once we all know.
My stomach hurts.
I'm going to fucking puke.
I mean, this is it, right? This is it.
Can we fart? I'm kidding.
I'm gonna puke.
As long as it's directly into the mic, Zook, that's the only restriction.
I'm good.
Oh, man. At this point.
All right, I'll mute it now. They're at the podium.
All right, so
we're just watching Mike Greer go up.
Just tell us if they're going to waste time with congratulating Vegas. That's the only request, Joey.
No, Joey's mic. Joey's off the mic. Oh my God, Joey, I hate you.
Joey's face. What's that face? What does that mean?
What does that mean? Not picked yet.
Stop it.
Joey, go. Oh my God. All right.
Well, Joey's face.
All right, here we go. Oh my goodness.
Joey looks like he's going to cry.
San Jose, what are you going to do to us?
No, Smith. Oh, fucking Joey.
Oh,
Not yet.
No. Okay, hold on. Thank you, Nashville. Okay, here we go. Always with the congratulations to the this and the
they
that.
Love Will Smith.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, look at Joey's face.
Mike Greer still congratulating the Golden Knights on the cup. Joey
said not yet.
Sounds good. Comes the booze.
Oh, Joey's face.
Say hello to the fans and watch it. Oh, I still hear you, Atty. I'm not here. Here we go.
Oh. Look at Joey.
Sharks legend? Who's making.
Look at Joey.
Patrick Marleau making the pick. Look at Joey. What are you doing? Joey, what are you doing? Marlo's selecting.
Will Smith. Okay, so
this situation has happened. The chaos has happened.
No.
The chaos has happened.
We're not taking Mitch.
San Jose Sharks pick Smith. Oh, my God. Why? Why is this happening to us?
The chaos has happened.
Oh God,
Joey, we're not picking fucking Mikhov. I promise you.
Oh
this.
My God!
But the situation happened. Everything we talked about, my goodness gracious, guys!
If we get Mikhov, I'm gonna.
Joey, how lucky are we as Habs fans?
Like, okay, hold on.
Welcome.
Okay, for this part, Joey has to tell us at this point.
Please.
Do I tell you?
No. Tell what?
Was reaction going to tell us? He's going crazy.
No, just react. Who cares?
Who the fuck?
Who cares? Stop setting boundaries here. Fuck. Like, just.
I'm not setting boundaries. I'm just saying at this point, if he starts fucking screaming and happy and doing
I'm muting his mic. I'm not even looking at the screen.
This guy is going on the stage and going to slap Mike Greer across the face.
I'm actually pissed. I really wanted Smith.
This is a perfect send-off because after the pick, I go. So this is perfect, the reaction. All right. Well, look, the situation's here. We know if Kent Hughes has the balls to take Mitchkov or is he going to trade down and do what Montreal always does.
He won't have the balls.
Or linebacker Leonard, whatever.
So listen, we've all heard that – the meeting with Mikhov and the Canadians went well. If any of us here listened to Kent Hughes' mini press conference with Marty yesterday, he said that he really liked Mikhov, smart and mature kid. It was a little bit difficult because of the language barrier. He said it's not always ideal to have a translator there. Fuck. But on the overall, he liked the kid. He said he's mature and he's smart. So, I think Joey sent this on Twitter, his agent saying we had a great time with the Canadians. They seem to really like him. He likes the Canadians and all that. So, oh my God, there goes Will Smith.
Well, I'm nervous to see where it says the pick is in, right?
Anthony, I know. No, but
what?
They could trade down.
Check out your name.
How'd you do that? I was wrong. I wanted Smith.
Yeah, I know.
In a few years, when Mishkov is dominating in the Stanley Cup Finals, you guys come back. We'll have this discussion then. Kovalev. Okay.
Maybe the spirits of Kovalev is going to help.
No, Alexei Yemelin told him.
Yemelin.
Alexei Yemelin.
First of all, I'm sorry.
Just,
Markov.
Emelin went up to him and said, "I'm sorry, I busted your knee." Okay, I'm sorry I almost fucked up.
Okay, Montreal's on the clock, the timer. I have to see if it says kick is in. No, I have to see if it's selecting.
The ultimate question is, are they going to trade down?
We got to
trade. Are they going to trade down?
No. If they trade down, I'm shutting off. I'm going to see Bettman go to the stage.
No. We're not going to see you getting on the stage.
Cantare.
You're going to see Bettman get on the stage.
Cantare, Kent.
No, you guys are going to see. You're gonna
see Bettman on the stage.
We got a trade. Oh my God.
Stop it!
It still says the timer doesn't say pick is in. It's already killing me.
We got a trade.
Get up! Start getting up!
Oh my God!
It says pick is in. They're actually taking. Okay.
Is it?
Okay. It says pick is in.
Oh my God. The moment of truth, folks, ladies and gentlemen.
If
they go
Leonard or linebacker, I'm shutting off.
I'm happy with Leonard. I'm happy with Leonard. Joel, fuck you.
Anthony, take it away, Leonard.
Ron Bacher, I'm not sure.
I have to go.
No.
I have to go.
Leonard is a Kachuk.
Oh my God. Oh, my guys, I don't know whether to laugh or cry. What's happening to me? Is this what it's like to be you, babe?
He's smiling. Why is he smiling?
Dude, he's
standing up.
No fun, no smiling. Can't be serious. The pick is in.
But wait, the pick is in. But Hughes is not standing up. Who's doing the announcement?
No, they're waiting till they tell them. Okay, you can approach. What's he smiling about for real? What's going on? Why are Jeff Gordon and Kent Hughes smiling
Why are they still sitting down?
Oh my God! This one here. Guys.
It's not normal. This is not normal.
I'm gonna throw up. The screen's gonna be full of my projected.
Leonard,
stop it, dude. Yeah, make the pick already. Okay, because
they're getting up.
Okay, they're getting up.
Why are you ahead? I thought we were the same fucking.
Yeah, we are.
Okay. Do I mute my mic or not?
Yes. Mute your mic. Yes.
Oh, okay. Fine.
It's okay. Just
I'm muting.
Okay, it's okay. Just
Gary Price is doing the announcement.
Oh, yeah.
So nice to see you.
Oh my God.
Told you.
That's gonna break my heart. Ugh. What's your Hakuna Matata for real?
I'm 48 seconds behind.
Oh my God.
Okay, Joey. I want to look at Joey and I don't want to look at Joey.
I'm not looking at Joey. I'm not looking at any of you. All right.
Okay, I'm closing. I'm blocking.
Joey, I hate you. Joey, I see your reaction.
When I go like this, it means it's not in you.
Yeah, I know. But anyways, right now I'm seeing. Kent Hughes at the mic.
So Kent is speaking.
Congratulating again.
It's Carey Price. Is the theory right? I said this theory right.
Okay, fuck. I'm gonna vomit.
The French, yeah. May we?
Salut, Ryan Leonard. Defense. Welcome.
I don't wanna look at Joey!
Oh my God, Carey Price. Bonsoir, Carey.
I'm gone. I'm going. Oh, I'm leaving. Goodbye. I'm done.
What? Oh my God, Carey, what did you do?
What's going on?
Okay, goodbye. See you guys.
David Reinbacher.
Oh.
No. What did I say, boys?
Defenseman?
What did I say, guys?
Oh.
Reinbacher.
Sunday. My God.
That's awful.
Oh my God! Really?
What the?
That's awful.
Fuck?
What did I say, man? Top D men never get drafted below fifth. God.
Was Grant McKegg right again?
Yep. Yep.
Oh my God!
Speechless. It was garbage.
All right. Well, I gotta go.
Why?
Oh my goodness.
He doesn't even look fucking happy to be getting picked.
Guys, what the fuck was that?
Of course he's happy to be picked.
Look at him walking and look at him talking.
I don't see him walk. I see him talk. I don't see him. He looks so nervous. Oh, because he's on the mic. That's why. The Montreal Canadiens select David Reinbacher.
Price couldn't even say his name.
The Canadiens picked the best defenseman in the draft. Listen, he's a right-handed defenseman. We don't have many of those.
Yeah,
did they just draft a need?
I think they draft on need this time.
Okay, now I'm curious to know where Michkov is being picked. I wonder where Michkov is going to be picked.
Joey just bounced.
Yeah, because no one expected that. I can't believe that. No one expected that.
Wow.
I don't know, guys. There's no need to freak out at this point. Listen.
He's gonna be a beauty defenseman.
Sure, but you don't have the opportunity to draft a franchise player.
Hold on. I'll be happy with this if Michkov is picked like 15th, 16th, or 17th.
You won't pick 16th.
You think this is gonna be another Angelo Esposito type of remember Angelo Esposito was projected to go top, I forgot what exactly. Oh my God.
He's still going to pick like seventh overall, I think, by Pittsburgh.
Hey, Sace, how are you, buddy?
Oh, look, he's goodness. A big body. He's a good skater. He could develop nicely, especially with the type of leadership we have in our locker room and all that kind of stuff. Look, they need a D.
Don't get me wrong. He's going to be great. I mean, our defense is going to be stacked.
Which is what we need because we don't have a goalie, Chris.
If Justin Barron doesn't pick it up, he's gone.
Yes.
The other element too that's really standing out is God knows if they're going to make a trade now. God knows if they're going to make a trade for a late first round pick or something like that, should a player slide down. But again, they're going to have a stacked defense, but it hurts to see it really, really, in my opinion, it fucking hurts to see that it's going to be defensive. Like I wanted an offensive explosion. I wanted like overwhelming offensive talent.
Unless he's brewing something for free agency to get a top four.
Okay, but yeah, my point is this.
That many guys in the free, my point in the is free this. Agency though. Go.
A couple of years when the Habs are ready to really start pushing for higher throughput, salary cap's going to be up. Plus, they're going to be ripping out a space from the cap, from their cap. They could go out and get a player that could score 30, 40 goals. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Sorry, I'm going to put a pin on that. I gotta go. I want to tell everybody who's on the live, thanks for all that, all your support and joining our live and watching our reactions. We are disappointed, but. In Hughes, we trust. That's the only reason why I'm not.
Follow the plan, baby.
Follow the plan.
Well, listen, our defense just got better. And we just got better on the right side.
Yeah, we're going to have one of the best defensive, but I'm just tired. Like, we spent the better part of a decade and a half watching Carey Price dominate in a defensive game. Like, I don't want to be winning 1-0 or 2-0.
Yeah, but did you see how boring? Did you see how Price was talking and then you said they planned it that way because he was like
it was just fucking announce it, but
it was basically Price saying you should have said Michkov, but yeah, it's fine.
All right, boys, I gotta
imagine
go.
Thanks, bye, everybody. On the live. Talk to you after. We'll still stay on the live. Yeah, boys,
and then there were three
and down to three. Joey fucking dipped.
Joey is abusing his parents verbally. I'm kidding.
Thomas Vanek is congratulating David Reinbacher. Yeah.
Listen, I spoke about it on Sunday, dude, about Reinbacher. Look, he's not going to be elite. Like, who could we say is elite at this point?
Dude, but what if he could become a bit of a headman or a sider?
Right. But, like, even if he helps solidify our back end,
mm-hmm.
he's young, he's going to be cheap for a while, potential.
For 3 years, at least.
Yeah. And
the entry level contract.
If you hear this guy speak, I was like, wow, man. Like, I like his mindset. Like, a lot of it's mindset, dude. Like, it has to mesh with what Gorton and Kent want, and it seems to be the case, right? So
Matt thinks it's rigged.
I don't know.
Oh my goodness gracious!
The overwhelming takeaway that I'm having with us drafting a defenseman is that we're getting ready to move maybe one of our younger defensemen, like a Jordan Harris. I don't think you're going to see Lane Hutson moving anywhere. I don't think you're going to be seeing Gouley or Jack Eye moving anywhere. It scares the shit out of me to think maybe Logan Mayu could be, especially that we got a right-handed guy. I really hope that they don't touch. Again, have your defense set, but I think Jordan Harris is that standout name once again after drafting a defenseman as such to be filling in a gap. But anyway.
Pick is in, boys.
Yeah. The pick is in for Arizona, but oh my god, if Arizona puts right Michkov, this is not going to be good for Habs Nation. Here we go.
Wow. Okay.
Dmitry Simachev, not even like he's in shock. He's in shock.
Yeah, who's in shock?
Guys going to the
Dmitry Simachev. Okay, but hold on. Is Michkov really that risky though? That no team is gonna pick him?
That's exactly what's boggling my mind right now. Yes. Like, what the hell?
Yes, he is risky, dude. He's very risky.
But what's the risk aside from the 3 years?
Teams are not really. I'm in Capri and I'm depressed.
Timbit, don't be depressed. You're in Capri. How could you be depressed?
Yeah, for real.
I wish I was in Capri.
Just look at the scenery. It's all good.
Oh my god. Wow. Oh, Simachev. Wow. That means not even Leonard is not picked.
He's being picked. Moore now.
Isn't picked. Okay. Zach now Benson. It's,
Ryan Leonard's Benson. Being picked now.
Yeah.
I want to see.
My God. Wow.
If I had a miracle request, it would be for Kent Hughes to magically get a top 15 overall pick.
They drafted Shimashev.
Mishkov.
Wow.
This is unexpected. Look, between Fantilli moving, watch them go Mishkov to fucking not Philly. Being drafted yet.
Watch him go to Philly, boys. Watch Philly get Michkov and redeem.
You think Danny Briere is going to go there?
We're not picking Caulfield. They're redeeming. They're redeeming themselves with this pick.
Okay, question for you guys. Do you think? I don't know why. I'm going to ask this anyway. Screw it. Anybody, guys, who are comment on this? Do you think height has a bit of a deciding factor here?
No.
Since they got New Hook at 5'10", they don't want to go get another player at 5'10".
Oh, you mean for the Habs?
Yes, for the Habs.
But the defense are monsters at this point, other than Hudson.
Yes, I get that. But like, you still need monsters at forwards. And Josh Anderson isn't going to be there forever. You're relying on Slavkovsky right now. Suzuki, he's not a tall
guy. They could always get complimentary wingers that are big in the future. That's not... I don't know. I don't think you need to draft. Then again.
Wow.
I don't know.
My goodness gracious. Could somebody do a health check on Joey, please?
No. Somebody, I'm looking at the St. Leonard local news. And
somebody needs to do a mental health check.
There's no breaking news yet for kid who loses it after Habs draft.
Unbelievable. Wow. David Reinbacher. Oh my god.
I had a feeling, dude. The interview went well. He really looks like a really good, like
the draft man. The commercial break, but wow, did Grant McHagg? Grant McKay called it again. Fuck.
He did. And I think, you know what? Good for him. Good job, Grant.
I think Kent Hughes fucking drafted based off of hair.
Sick hair the last draft set.
Jesus. Rhinebacker.
Oh, my God.
Bombing flow going. Kent Hughes is going to chop some off when he goes to rookie camp and just glue it to his head.
Dude, man, do you think they really wanted Smith? But Smith got picked over San Jose.
We'll be assuming at this point, but it would make sense.
Jesus Christ almighty. I don't know, Habs Nation, how are we feeling, man? Dawes was vibrating with anger. Is Rhinebacker NHL ready? Aside from Connor Bedard, man, Adam Fantilli, sure, maybe one more year NCAA, but everybody else is going to take at least 2 years.
Rhinebacker, what's the timeline on that boy? You think 1 year, 2 years?
I give 2 years, man. 2 years, yeah. 2-3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no rush.
Like Logan Mayu. There's 2 years.
That's what we got to understand. Like these kids, they're not, unless you're a Connor Bedard, you can't rush these guys.
I'm even curious if Bedard's gonna make the fucking first year.
Of course, he's gonna make the Blackhawks.
Yeah,
dude.
Okay.
Ice cool. But
on any other team,
$1,000
on any other team, would he have made it?
Yeah, of course.
My hero's Philly.
Of course,
his name translates to NHL. We have no idea, Sammy. Man. We have no idea.
Oh, dude, come on. He's insane. He's insane, Connor Bedard. Of course, he's gonna make the Blackhawks right out of training camp. Of course. My God, wow! I see Rhinebacker with what's her name? But my God, Danny Briere making his first pick as GM of the Philadelphia Flyers. We'll keep this going a little bit more, but. I still want to get to...
we'll do the top 10.
Yeah, we could stick around for top 10. But, like, my God, I'm going to open another can of worms here. Now that we don't have Michkov, should the Canadians have, you know, made a better effort?
Go to Washington. Watch it.
Oh, actually come to play. My God, yeah. But,
I was reading, apparently it's hard for Russians to get visas in the States nowadays. Maybe that could play into the fact.
No, but they drafted the...
Ovechkin's going to make 3 calls and it's going to be in. Maybe one call.
Shumachev.
No, right. But like apparently they closed their passport stuff or visa office within the embassy in Russia. So I don't know.
I don't know too. I'm curious to see Philly. I think Philly really likes Ryan Leonard. So...
I like Ryan Leonard as well, too, man. I'm telling you, he has a gritty fucking style of play, man.
Oh, my God. Look, Rhinebacker, according to Cap Friendly, has got to be signed by 2027. We got beautiful. 4 years, guys.
Beautiful.
Danny Briere. He looks so tired.
He does. Fucking guy.
There you go.
There you go. Oh, my goodness.
Who did they pick? Michkov?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Redemption. Redemption song.
My goodness. Oh my God.
Why to the Flyers?
Oh my God. This is not good. You want to know why? Because every single Habs fans out there that mocked Philadelphia for not drafting Cole Caulfield. Oh my God.
It came back.
Oh, my fucking God.
It came back, man.
Danny Briere, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you, Danny Briere. Oh, my God.
Well, we'll have to worry about that in 3 years.
Yeah. We celebrate Cole for those next 3.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. Horrible.
God damn.
Oh my God.
Oh, that hurts.
This sucks. This sucks. This sucks.
Inga.
Oh, Washington for sure is pissed, though. Washington for sure is upset that they're not getting Mishkov. Oh, my God. We should have gone and get Dubois.
Oh,
at this point, we probably should have gone and get Dubois.
Yeah, now, no, I mean, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, boy.
Look, they're just saying how Mishkov's the second best player in the draft, and
what doesn't change is the fact that the next couple of years for the Canadians are going to be exciting. The next 3 to 5 years. So, what's there to be depressed about?
Not drafting Mishkov.
It's I don't know, man. I got mixed feelings here, but fuck.
What's the mixed feelings though?
What's the mix? I wanted the forward. I wanted the forward because look. I'm gonna open up cap friendly here, and I'm gonna go over the depth chart of the Montreal Canadiens forwards. Okay, like aside from Suzuki and aside from Cole Caulfield, and you know, and we still need to give Juraj Slafkovský a ton of time. Like, he's only 19. Let's be honest here. Who else amongst our forward prospects is really going to be a top player? I still don't know if Mishar is going to be that. I like Sean Farrell, but I still don't know. Emil Heinemann looked great in Laval, but you know what I mean? Owen Beck is going to be a second line at best second line center or third line center. You know, the Riley Kidney, Joshua Roy, like, do you see them getting top six? I know we all freak out about Joshua Roy, what he did in juniors for Sherbrooke, but he's got to play in Laval first, and who knows how he could pan out.
I'm not worried about our forwards.
But there's no one. I don't know. I really felt that this year with either Smith or Mishkov, Smith, obviously, there's nothing we could do because San Jose picked him. I really thought with Mishkov, man, we would have finally a forward that we could really be like, wow, this guy's going to become an elite forward. You know, like Caulfield is going to be a great goal scorer or maybe even an elite goal scorer, but yeah, you know what I mean? We need more. We needed more, and I really feel like Mishkov was the answer to that solution. And we don't have him. We have him on defense, and maybe this pick on defense, one day we could look back and be like, wow, this pick really panned us out because defense does help win championships. I'm a big believer of that. But you need the goal scorers too. And you pass up on a guy that has just as deadly of a shot as Ovechkin. I don't know. I don't know.
Seeing that Philly table just smiling, happy, laughing. They just got a damn golden egg served on a silver platter.
If John Tortorella is still around in 3 years after Michkov's KHL contract is done, I hope Tortorella doesn't fucking rip him a new one like he did with Dubois back in Columbus. Seriously though, let's go slide it. What did you guys think that the Canadians did not get Pierre-Luc Dubois?
I don't like the fact that he signed for $8.5 million. So that in itself would have taken it off the table. But I still I was one of the few of us that really said I'd like to have him here in Montreal. The price that LA paid, I don't blame Kent Hughes for not paying that much. I would have never paid that much to acquire him. And LA, in my opinion, is stupid for giving up what they did. But that said, I still would have loved to have had him as a player here in Montreal. And I wish that, you know, under other circumstances, we might have got him.
Yeah, Zouk, what are your thoughts?
Look,
he's trying to put this nicely.
No, it's more like I'm actually glad it didn't happen because it doesn't destabilize what Kent and Gorton are trying to build.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They're really stuck to the plan of they're building for the long term, guys. Be patient. It's gonna take long. So we ain't gonna be a good team for a while. But once they're a good team, if they follow the process correctly, we're gonna be middle-aged men happy watching Canadian games.
Middle-aged men.
That's as nice as you can put it.
Huh?
As nice as I can.
There
put
you
it.
Go. Picks in.
Picks in. Let's do it.
There it is.
Ryan Leonard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good pick.
Fucking good love pick. Ryan Leonard, man.
Dude, I think Zach Benson's gonna drop Benson because of his height.
Yeah,
he's another one that's gonna drop because of height. But he's got skill, man. The kid's got mad skill.
Yeah.
So, wow. Okay. Well, listen, we're gonna go all the way up to the 10th pick, and then we'll call it a live episode.
Yes, sir.
But honestly, look, the Dubois money. I think after seeing the contract that Caulfield got. And the way he expressed how this is Nick's team and that we weren't going to go over what Nick is making because it is his team. We realize he's the captain. He's our leader. I think that in itself just kind of, you know, seal the deal or not seal the deal, if you want to look at it that way. You know, if you look at this season, at least, like Dubois and Suzuki, they have more or less similar numbers. And although Dubois is 25 and he's still going to hit his prime years, theoretically. I think LA got better, though, down the middle. And you, even though you think Anze Kopitar is 35, you put Dubois there now, and like, listen, they still got Quinton Byfield. They don't know. They're still not sure what they're going to do with him. If they're going to keep him at wing or put him at or try him at center. Look, you know who this ruins, though? This ruins Philip Danault because he's probably going to get bumped down to the third line now.
He's going to leave.
No, but seriously, dude, Philip, what are you talking about? Philip Danault scored almost 30 goals in his first year with LA. Whoop. Come on.
He's going to be complaining if he's not first line center.
Piece of shit.
No.
I'm kidding, boys.
No, but you know what I mean? I just, it, to me, what was funny is how, like, Dubois was saying, no, it's my dream. It's my dream. It's coming to Montreal. Now he's off to LA and he's like, oh, yeah, it's a dream come true to go out.
Honestly, so, like, had he accepted like 7 points to say 6, 5 for 9 years,
I don't think you can't go for more than
eight years. Fuck. Then, then I would have believed that, you know, he would have sacrificed to play the Canadiens.
Yeah.
Which is not really a sacrifice. You're still making almost $8 million for 8 years.
8.5.
In the team that you want. I know, but now he's in LA. Like, who gives a fuck about LA? There's, anyways, I have respect for LA and all that kind of stuff, but they're definitely a better team now.
Yeah, they are.
They're gonna contend for sure.
Well, like, I mean, they made. Yeah, sorry.
They're definitely going to contend.
Oh, New Jersey. Oh, my God.
New Jersey got better, so much better in the past. You're talking about LA, but just the first thing that came to mind is New Jersey really picked up some great players in the past and made some great trades in the past 2 days.
Well, they signed Timo Meier. They traded for Tyler Toffoli now. They're still going to need defense, which we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, my God, though, wow! Like I still don't know what to make of this, though. Ah, my goodness! I blame Anaheim for this, for picking Leo Carlson and just fucking created the downward spiral from there. But
I'm actually happy.
You're happy?
I liked Reinbacher, man. I liked this.
Did you call it? You called Reinbacher, huh? When did you say this? I
said it Sunday, saying, and after reading McCab, I looked at the stats. The last 15 years draft, there was the best defender never went lower than 5. So, it's like written in the fucking sky. Like, it's just
okay. But what if Reinbacher could be a Miro Heiskanen type a defenseman? Would you be happy with that?
Yeah, man.
I think I would.
For sure.
I love Miro Heiskanen.
For sure.
He got picked before Cale Makar.
Dude, his role model is fucking Roman Josi. Like, if he's like one fifth of that, I'll be happy. Christ.
I want Caden Gooley to hopefully be like a Roman Josi. That's my hope.
He's definitely heading that direction.
Big hope.
But my God, let's keep this going.
Big boy,
I just want to see what's going on Twitter. This is the real.
Twitter must be losing his mind at this point.
This is, my God. Oh my God. Grant McCagg called it. Yep. Grant McCagg called it. Wow. Good for you, Grant. 2 for 2.
Right.
Here, this is what he wrote. The streak of defensemen taking in the top five continues. 26 straight years. Ryan Barker is a solid, solid choice.
Good job, Grant.
Way to go, Grant. Good for you. Grant McCagg, man. Good for him. Fuck. Good for him. Don't follow the narrative. Don't listen. Man. Don't follow the narrative. Fuck the haters. Fuck what they say, man. The fucking Twitter GMs. They don't know shit.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you, Grant. I'm actually... can't believe it. 2 years in a row. This fucking guy, man. Yo, he should play the lottery.
I know. I'm going to bet next year.
The lottery. Yeah. Detroit is up. Steve Yzerman. Steve Yzerman, one of my favorite centermen of all time.
Yeah.
What a fucking
player. I love Detroit, dude. I fucking love Detroit.
Dude, Detroit is they breed fucking championship players, man.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Oh, Nate Danielson making a jump. Okay.
He was like 15th, 16th rated. So something like that.
Nate Danielson making a jump.
What was he rated? Nate, I think he was in the high, higher than that. Nate Danielson.
Fuck, I lost my list of the
nine
rankings.
That's just painful.
What was I going to say here?
Don't forget, the Coyotes are still picking 12th. St. Louis is, I'm curious to see who they pick. I could see them picking more. But, yeah. My God. Yeah. You know what, though? This year's training camp is going to be interesting regarding the Montreal Canadiens. And in all honesty, we all need to go to the rookie camp. I went last year, and I was honestly, I was very impressed. Now I understand. It's cool to see these kids like compete against each other.
What day of the week is it? Is it a weekend?
Oh, dude, I don't know. They're sooner or later the Canadiens are going to announce it, but. Well, we should go. Like, we'll have a chance to see Ryan Backer, whoever else they pick in the second round onwards.
Question.
Chris, are you okay? Like, even you, I need to do a mental health check on you.
I'm doing a lot of reading over here, and I'm just okay, like...
Okay, and what are you finding?
Ryan Backer's awesome. trust me.
I want to take a second to... Because even in our original reaction... I think we're going to be very happy with this guy. I don't think we're going to be looking at him and going like, what the hell kind of garbage pick was this? Like, he's a problem. So I want to go back and not be so harsh on David Reinbacher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the fact of the matter is you don't have a draft like this every year, and you don't have a top five pick like this every year. And again, I'm going to reiterate how much difficulty we have scoring goals and putting up points on the offensive side. And I thought it was a huge opportunity lost. And again, not taking away from the kid, just I'm really Chris, disappointed, because if especially what's going to really hurt is if Mishkov a few years down the line is just going to be dominating, doing some like magical things. And we're just good at keeping goals off the board. And we have to watch 82 games of keeping goals off the board. It's
too linear. It's you can't look at it that way. You can't. Because a lot of things could happen in 4 years, dude. A lot of things could happen in 4 years.
Yeah.
But Hold on. I want to add to that. It's a very good point. I agree it doesn't, but we can't forget. We have to really trust in how Kent and Gorton read people.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, sometimes it's not black and white. You may think, people may think, okay, it's this number one, two, three, four. But it's a lot deeper than that. You know what I'm saying? Where maybe Gorton, Kent especially, he's used to reading kids' characteristics and character types and archetypes and all that kind of stuff. So maybe there's a reason why they selected Ryan Backer. He may be better than most people think to start with.
Mm-hmm. That's possible.
And like we said before, they definitely drafted based on need, in my opinion. They need a right. They need to fill in that right.
Yeah, I know, but it's been like our centers
for the last 10 years. Now we're good. Now we need the right.
So Zouk, to me, as much as we do need right-handed defensemen, I thought the best way to address that is getting a veteran player. Like
that costs
like,
money usually.
Yeah, but once a guy like David Savard is gone, I thought they would have gotten maybe another veteran player. Look, they're looking to get rid of Joel Edmondson.
Edmondson, yeah.
Okay, like he did his time when he came here. He was definitely a mentor to a lot of the kids. He was a leader. He's still the assistant captain, as far as we know. Hey, listen, if he sticks around, great. If he goes, I wish him the best of luck, and hopefully he goes to a team that really needs him. There's a lot of teams out there that would love to have him on their team, okay? Mm-hmm. But until then, he's still the assistant captain for a reason. But what he brings to the Montreal Canadiens was that toughness, that I got your back type of defenseman, type of leader, type... That is going to go to Arbor Jacki. Yeah. I think Arbor Jacki made his statement, not just to the Montreal Canadiens, but to the NHL. Like, his name is known now, especially that his nickname Wi-Fi. Okay, like that role is going to go to Arbor Jacki right now. Okay, except Jacki might be able to score a couple more goals than Joel Edmondson ever hoped he could. Okay, so now you have that. But you still have David Savard, and we still have Mike Matheson, who's that veteran guy. But like, I really thought, you know, once, let's say Mike Matheson goes, because Gouley, Jacki, maybe Jordan Harris, if he's still around, are able to help mentor kids like Lane Hudson, Logan Mailloux, depends Justin Barron, what they do with him too. Now, right now, Justin Barron, he knows with Ryan Backer there, fuck, a right-handed defenseman, shit, I need to step up my game probably. Because let's be honest here, Logan Mailloux and Justin Barron, are they very different, really, except for maybe Mailloux being a bit bigger than him?
I think Mailloux is a lot better. He's going to be a lot better than
Barron. He has more of an offensive flair.
Yeah, I see Barron looking at the situation and going, like, within a few years, I'm going to be the third pairing defenseman on the right side.
Well, listen, and then don't forget, you still have Jonathan Kovacevic, who might still fight for a spot. You know, like Lane Hudson. Oh, St. Louis made their pick. I missed it.
Yeah, I missed it too here.
Oh, my God. Dalibor Dvorsky gets pick number 10th. I forgot about him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So there you go. Dalibor Dvorsky. The top 10 picks are in. So listen, we'll wrap this up. But look, back to my point is that we I think we got bigger too on defense.
Dude, it's a beautiful, beautiful profile.
He's 6'2". He's a Caden Gooley. He's a Caden Gooley size, man.
Love it.
Like, I don't know. I don't know if he has a physical game like Caden Gooley, but
one of the first highlights that they were showing is he put a guy into the bench. Like, he's got a great two-way game. And again, like, I feel so badly right now for the kid, because he's no matter what, he's a great pick. He's the best defenseman in his given year. Like, I'm having a very hard time vocalizing and showing my happiness that we got another great defense and we solidified it. I think automatically, like, to me, how many discussions that we have over the course of the year during the season where we're saying, well, where we're saying Mailloux is going to be that number one defenseman, or like, is he really going to be the number one right-handed defenseman? Not number one defenseman overall out of the six, number one right-handed defenseman or on the first pairing. This guy, I think, the position that he's coming in and everything, all things considered, I genuinely think right away you go like, okay, you're top right-handed defenseman. That's done. And to be able to say like, holy shit, we have our number one left-handed defenseman. We have our number one right-handed defenseman. Holy shit. Like, yeah, we should be a lot happier than we are.
That's how it should be said.
But Kent Hughes at this point in time, I'm expecting big things from him in terms of what he's going to go do and the moves that he's going to be making on the offensive side of the Montreal Canadiens, because right now I look at it and the only thing that we have as a sure guaranteed thing is our defense. Goaltending, well, don't know.
Yeah.
And that's offensive. That's for sure. Okay. So Kent, up to you to start making those offensive moves. And again, like a guy, we're going to go back to it. If we had a guy like Dubois, if we had a guy like I'm going to say like him, that can come in and he's a guaranteed top two guy, there are no more questions. Like we were counting all year on a guy coming in and fulfilling that position as a 1A, 1B centerman or a top tier winger. And that, like, done. It's gone. Like, that's off the table. So who the hell is that guy who's going to be taking that top six position and being dominant? I have no idea.
Well, is the hope that the Canadians fail to make the playoffs to the point where they're going to get another top five pick?
Yes.
As we enter, we're already talking about next year's draft. Like, listen, in the comments, look, Matt Reddy writes, the iffy thing is next year's a D heavy draft. So why did we go D? But hey, it's a good question. I mean, I have to check up into the potential prospects next year. But look, also Giovanni Guzzo, any relations to Cinema Guzzo family? Anyways, I was just saying, we need to trust the process, and I believe Reinbacher will become a lot better than people think. Hey, listen, you might absolutely be right. One thing I'm also thinking about is, who can Reinbacher go up against within our own division? In our division, who's in our division? You got Toronto, you got Boston, you got Tampa, you got Florida, the Panthers, you got Ottawa especially.
Buffalo.
You got Buffalo. You know what I mean? Like, could this be the reason why Kent Hughes is going big on defense? And listen, could it be that if we look at these teams like Tampa, Toronto, Boston, not Florida yet, but like their time is now to start winning or else they're going to start declining. Like, could it be that this is why they're picking Reinbacher? Because, you know, not related, Giovanni Guzzo. Okay, just wondering. You know what I mean? Or look, Matt Ray says Cider. Yeah, do we need a Reinbacher to go up against a Moritz Cider? And I love Moritz Cider, and I think he's going to be in a league in his own. Like, he's great mental. Player, yeah. Yeah. He's mental. But what if Reinbacher is a little bit of a Moritz Cider?
Let's hope so. And that's why I don't want to shut it out and say that this guy is a wasted pick. Absolutely not. Like, absolutely not. But right now I'm feeling like Kent Hughes is modeling after the late 90s, early 2000s Italian national team with the most stacked defense that you've ever seen in the history of defense. Like, it's enough with the defenseman. It's enough.
Yeah. Okay. Let's end this, but I'm going to end this on one thing. Okay. And before we say goodbye, I want you to all just picture this defensive pairing. Lane Hutson on the left, David Reinbacher on the right.
Jizz.
The one-word response, perfect.
And on that note, guys, listen, man, for the first time going live on YouTube, I had a blast. I had a blast. This was...
We should do more of these.
Listen, despite the emotional reactions and probably the emotional breakdowns like that Joey just fucking bounced.
I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
This was
fine.
This was honestly, this was so much fun. Listen, whoever out there tuned in and commented, guys, like, seriously, thank you so much for Showing now we riot. That's right. No, please don't. Yeah, thanks again for showing us the love and support. Please listen, as you see at the bottom of your screen, follow the Curfew Boys on YouTube. Subscribe. Please like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Tell your friends about us. Subscribe to our channel. It's the only way we could feel the love. But we're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. Give us a follow over there. We will be back for more, even though the draft, at least the first round, is going to finish tonight. We still have a lot more content for you guys up until free agency. My God, that's next week. Shit, mm-hmm. We got to up our game, boys. But no, seriously, guys. Yes, we're on Spotify. We are on Apple Podcasts. You can listen to us over there. Please rate, comment, show us the love, guys. Gentlemen, I love you, and I love this team despite.
Likewise.
I still love this team despite the probable disappointment. I am
what they do to us.
What they do to us. Look, look, my hairline used to be.
No, here. No. There's no ounce of disappointment, Sammy. You know,
Zook, you're a better person than I am. No.
I think Zook is happy because my wife. He called it. Zook took out the crystal ball last week. I think he's very happy. There's a certain sense of pride there.
Zook knew it from the very beginning. But
Zook.
But yeah, listen. Yeah, that. But I had a blast, right? Don't forget, there's a second round going on tomorrow, I think, like at 11 o'clock up until 4 p.m. And who knows? Who knows what Kent Hughes might find? He found a couple of diamonds in the rough, but until we find out then, everybody,
bye now
and good night.